An Egyptian court has sentenced to death 683 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The leader of the Muslim Brotherhood Party, Mohamed Badi, is among the defendants. The hearing was held at a court in the southern province of Minya. The judge also upheld death sentences handed to 37 defendants earlier. It reversed 492 death verdicts issued in March and commuted most of the sentences to life in prison. The move is part of an intensified crackdown on Morsi's supporters. Meanwhile, an alliance of Islamic parties says it will boycott Egypt's upcoming presidential election. The alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood movement has described the vote as a farce meant to appoint the coup orchestrator as president. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Mohammed, what do we know about what these men or these 680 supporters of Morsi are charged with specifically?
Yes, Waqar, they are charged with orchestrating violence in the Al-Udwa area of the central Egyptian province of Al-Minya. The first case was related to violence in Matai, also in Minya, and that was the case that saw earlier sentencing of 529 Brotherhood supporters to death. But as you mentioned, 492 of those were reversed, and the concerned defendants got life in prison, 25 years in jail, while 37 death sentences were upheld. Now, it's interesting to note that we still don't know what the Mufti of the Republic did exactly say concerning that case. We know that the Mufti's opinion is non-binding, but it is always almost always respected here in Egypt. So we don't know if he approved the death sentence handed out to the 37 in the first case. So we have a ruling here, and we also have 682 Brotherhood supporters, as well as the Brotherhood guide Badia, their papers are being sent to the Mufti now, as the same judge, Saeed Sabri Yusuf, has recommended that they would be given the death penalty. Now, this is a very interesting turn of events here. There is fear that there would be violence in Minya. It's interesting also to note that the few human rights organizations who are not supporting the military-backed government in Egypt are urging the families of those who were given the sentences to come up and talk, and not to be afraid of the security forces. People are really, scratching their heads. How can a judge, determine the role of some 1,200 people exactly and sentence them to death in a case that saw the killing of a single police officer and other acts of violence? Some are calling this selective justice. The defendants were not there in court. The lawyers were not allowed to present their cases, the defense lawyers. That is, and especially that this is coming after a series of acquittals that had been issued to the elements of the Mubarak regime. So we have the killers of the peaceful protesters of the Jan 2011 revolution, all acquitted from any wrongdoing. So you have Mubarak and his and his people acquitted from any wrongdoing regarding the killing of peaceful protesters, and now you have the Brotherhood and their supporters accused of orchestrating violence and of being the guilty party, and this is why some are calling this politicized, that these are politicized rulings. Now, it's interesting to note here that this could backfire, because the we have to note here that there will be an appeal, but because the victims and their families do not really trust the judicial system at the moment, they are internationalizing the case. And we have heard from the African Union Commission, and even from the US and Europe, who are perceived to be supporting the military-backed governments here in Egypt, condemnations of these mass death sentence, perhaps the largest in modern history and recent memory. That's at least what the AU said. It had asked Egypt to stop these death sentences and to reply to it within a maximum period of 15 days in a statement that it issued yesterday. So what I'm saying here is that this it's interesting that this could backfire on the military-backed government.
Okay, Mohammed, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate that. That was Mohammed Shelaby speaking to us live on the line from Cairo.